those type of events like you're talking about, though, that's really where those HDs shine. You know, close proximity, that kind of deal. Like, it's a walkie-talkie, you know what I mean? It's not, they're not meant to be long-range communicators, which I don't think they ever were intended to, but there were a lot of times where I tried supplementing a mobile. I remember when I first became a ham, I bought a FT-60 and a 15-inch diamond whip and got super frustrated, and then got into Romeo and talked to a couple people, Sean and Don, and then I bought FT-70 and built a Pi Star. I'm like, okay, well, this is cool. I can just do this. And then bought an FT-5, and then I finally was like, okay, I can't talk to anybody when I'm in the car because I don't have an antenna on the roof and I don't have enough power. So then I did the mag mount with the HD, which worked good, like surprisingly well. And then I finally bit the bullet, bought a mobile. I think my first mobile was an STM-200, and it was a great radio. But there's a use case for everything.
Good morning.